The Traveler's Journal, September 29th, doing time in Tasmania. Last time, we toured Lizard Island, an exclusive getaway off Australia's northeast coast. 250 miles off its southeast coast is another island famous for a different kind of getaway. For a century, Tasmania was the last stop in the English penal system, the Alcatraz of the British Empire. 160,000 prisoners were transported to Australia. 12,000 of the worst wound up in Port Arthur, the so-called model prison on a narrow spit of land jutting out into the shark-infested waters of the Tasmanian Sea. Prisoners here were kept in perpetual solitary confinement, locked in dark, tiny cells 23 hours a day. Though the last inmate left a century ago, the Port Arthur Historic Site is still Tasmania's most popular tourist attraction, despite a murderous incident which took place there several years ago. It's an imaginative restoration. Rather than rebuilding the entire penitentiary, the renovators left off the roof and many walls, so that the building appears to be cut away in cross-section. Well-informed guides put it all in perspective, as does a prison museum's display of instruments of physical torture. Port Arthur is 40 miles from Hobart, the island's capital. It's an hour's drive through a green and rolling landscape that must have reminded those prisoners of home in England. Along the way, visit Tasmanian Devil Park, a zoo devoted to the fierce carnivorous marsupials that are the island's other primary claim to fame. You'll find a wealth of travel resources at our site on the World Wide Web, travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.